Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. How's your day so far?
It's all right. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Yeah, is that fine with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. Bear with me right here. Let me get the survey going. Okay, Veronica. I am speaking with Veronica, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for media or radio or internet, television, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And you are 18 years or older and registered to vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Veronica. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I know it's still a long ways off. What are the chances that you'll still vote on the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
I will.
Probably vote? 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
May I ask your age? Excuse my question there.
I'm 42.
Almost the same there. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation voting for this year presidential and congressional elections, November 2024. From a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all that motivated, and 10 meaning you are extremely motivated.
I guess I would have to say 6, because I wish I could have 2 new people to vote for.
That's interesting. I've heard plenty this evening. This is the first I've heard, if I may, okay? And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important or about the same?
Less important.
Less important. Okay. Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay.
To me personally.
Yeah. You know what? In your personal opinion is what matters to us. It doesn't. Your neighbor's opinion doesn't matter to me right now. Only yours. Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or something else?
I guess I would have to say something else.
I completely respect that. So, other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Are those my only options, approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. Those are your options.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your own opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same for me.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Can you select upon 2, please? Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people. Improving K-12 public school education. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Creating more jobs and rising wages. Border security. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Protecting abortion rights. Combating division and racism. Reducing crime. Which one of those? And you have two that you can select.
Okay, the first one is going to be making healthcare more affordable. And then education for K-12.
Okay, K-12. And you said more affordable healthcare, right? Lowering,
yes,
lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're doing a great job so far. Please hang tight. We're about 25% done, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have any opinion or you don't have any idea or you never heard the organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Eric Hovde.
50.
50, okay. Democrats in Congress. Did I lose you?
60.
60, okay. Tim Scott.
50.
And Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
50. Republicans in Congress.
30.
30. Tammy Baldwin.
50.
Kamala Harris.
50.
Okay. Cornel West.
50.
Donald Trump.
10.
10. And what about Joe Biden?
25.
Now I see why you stated if you have two more candidates. Let me keep that to myself, okay? Okay. The next question is, and I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote for?
Kennedy.
Kennedy? Okay. That's fair enough. And if the general elections for U.S. were held today and the candidates were Democrats Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde, for whom would you vote for? If you're undecisive, you can also please say so.
Tammy Baldwin.
Okay. Next question. Bear with me here. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration and how they're doing?
Have I recently read anything?
Yes. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? And these are your answers. Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all. Or I refuse.
Yes, some.
Yes, some. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Neither.
Neither. Let me read you off your options. That way we're both on the same page, okay? So these are your options. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable. Or you refuse to answer.
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. That's fair enough. In your own words, please describe. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration?
I don't like his campaign ads.
Okay. I don't like his campaign.
Ads, yes.
Okay. We'll stick to that. Next, we're about 65% done. You're doing an excellent job. I do thank you very much for participating in this. We're almost done, okay? Bear with me. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot, or yes, some?
Yes, some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, heard recently about Donald Trump maybe more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. Is that somewhat less unfavorable or much more
much.
Unfavorable? Much? Okay. In your own words, please describe. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less unfavorable towards Donald Trump?
Oh. how should I word this?
It's a quick sentence, and don't worry. This is just for statistical purposes only.
Almost every time I hear him speak, I'm embarrassed for him.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. Almost every time I hear him speak, I'm embarrassed, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
For him?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't mind, bear with me, okay? I just don't want to commit a type error, and I was looking for embarrassed. I know it has like a double S, double R. It's almost like that, you know, Mississippi. You ever, you know how to spell Mississippi? Crooked letter. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go on to the next. And now I'd like to read what some others have said and they believe are threats to our African American community. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to our African American community right now? You may choose two. So this is the list. Stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. You can choose two of those that I just read off.
Okay, I'm gonna choose the one about the higher paying jobs in our community and education opportunities.
Okay. Bear with me, bear with me. Okay. So we're almost done here. We have a few more questions, so just bear with me. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with this issue, okay? So I'm going to read you a few statements, and you tell me if you believe Donald Trump is better at dealing with this or Biden is better dealing with this, okay? So The first one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who do you think is better at dealing with this, Biden or Trump?
Biden?
Somewhat or much more better?
Somewhat.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you and I. Want me to read that
Biden to you? Somewhat better.
Biden somewhat better? Okay, copy that. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Somewhat better for Biden.
Somewhat better, okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Somewhat better, Biden.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Much better, Biden.
Much better, Biden? Okay. Securing our borders.
Somewhat better, Trump.
Somewhat better, Trump. Okay. On to the next. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable to support him, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. No difference. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that verdict?
Agree.
Yeah. Is that strongly agree or somewhat agree with them?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat? Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more... Excuse me. Don't do that right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, let me start over. Since Donald Trump was found guilty, 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
More often than I would like to admit. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You're allowed to choose two. I'm going to read you a list. Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, or other?
YouTube and Instagram.
YouTube, Instagram. Okay, we're about 90% done, so just please bear with me. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc., or you just refuse to answer that question?
I have an associate's degree.
Wow. Associates. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced, but I have a partner.
So what would you call that?
I don't know. I guess you could just say with the partner. Well, no, does a partner mean like a domestic partner, like a lesbian?
So,
I guess just put divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I'm divorced, but I have a lesbian boyfriend.
Okay, so let's... So, unmarried with a partner?
Yeah, I guess that one, yeah. Okay.
Okay, okay. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Oh, well, no. Yes, that's not mine.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can go back.
It's fine.
You sure?
I don't have any kids 18.
Do you want? You don't? Yeah. Okay. I think it's. I might be audited on this. So do you want to try to go back? Or are you comfortable with that answer? It's up to you.
I'm comfortable because the child is not mine.
Okay. You just okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate? Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever, like at Christmas and Easter.
Hardly ever? Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any? Or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh. less than half.
Less than half? Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. We're almost complete. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Were more or one of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. It means a lot to me. You have yourself a wonderful evening. You've been a great, great help and support here.
Thank you. Thank you. You enjoy the rest of your evening as well.
You too, ma'am. Sleep tight. Bye.
Okay. Bye.